Mishnah Beis Yisra Shaitz like Chaveshes Yarkbo Vakadera Vinaga Be'ol Chutzal. There, a woman that was pickling vegetables in a pot. Vinaga Be'ol Chutzal Vakadera. Not her husband. I thought yes, it's her husband. What I was saying, it was nonsense. And she touched Be'olah. What? For one track mind. Ha'isha shayitza kadeshes yark bakadeh v'naga be'olah be'olah, and she touched a leaf chutz lakadera b'mokim hanagov. So you have here vegetables, lettuce, and the lettuce over here is being pickled. So when it's pickled, so when you pour the water, now it's hukshal lekabel tuma. And now a woman goes, she touches one of the leaves. So therefore, what is her hand? She's a sheni. So what's the leaf? The leaf is a
shlishi.
Can the leaf? Does the leaf convey to him further? No. Why not? Because the liquid. Why not? Because what is the liquid? Because can the liquid can become tamei?
Sure.
No, we're not. Liquid cannot become tamei. Why can the liquid not become tamei?
I don't know. I thought it can become tamei.
The liquid cannot become tummy because a shlishi cannot make water into a rishon.
Yesterday it did.
Only when it comes to water that's being guarded, al chibas hakodesh. Only by kodesh. Water that
was
being
kodesh we were talking about.
Yes, it was kodesh. That was kikaros kodesh. This is truma. Truma can the water cannot become water. It stops here.
Stops at what?
It stops what?
By three.
It stops at three. The leaf, the woman's hand is a sheni.
Who was it two?
And the leaf is a shlishi. So that's it. Water does not become. And then water would become a rishon in chanami. So
how are you supposed to know this? Talk about truma though. Where does it say?
That was the previous parak. We learned that. We learned the previous parak.
But the previous parak we were talking about kachim also.
Just both. The truma mitami that was kachim, but the truma mitami shnayim pois lechat. Remember that? We had both in the previous mishnah. Yeah. We had both.
But truma. We ended up with truma. You mean
truma? We had kachim, and then we had truma. We had both. We had kachim and we had truma. We had both.
Okay.
We had both in the previous mishnah. Okay. So here we have. We try to say chavesh yag b'begdev v'nagav v'bal luchos gedir b'makom nagav al pishiyesh b'kabeitza tamei hu tamei v'akol tar. So the leaf is tamei and everything else is tar. That we did yesterday. Now here's what we're up to. Nagav b'mashka. Let's say she touches nagav b'mashka b'makom mashka in yesh b'kabeitza akol tamei.
She touches the water.
The water. So here you see this picture. There's some water. There's a leaf. There's some water. See, she's touching the water. Yesh mashka ala ola lamala ve'osa mashka in mechuba amamashka shabakli. This liquid is not connected to the liquid inside. This liquid on the leaf is independent. So when she touches her hand, her hand is a sheni, right? Her hand is a sheni, and when she touches the water becomes a Rishain, and that water in turn makes the leaf into a sheni, and the sheni makes the water into a rishain, and all of the other leaves inside become a sheni. It's an infinite cycle. It's a process. Got it? Her hand is a sheni. She's touching liquid. What does liquid become? Hello. What does the liquid become?
Rishain.
A rishain. And that liquid now touches the leaf. What does the leaf become?
Sheni.
A sheni. And then when that sheni touches the water, what does the water become?
Rishain.
And then what happens to the other leaves inside? All the other leaves suddenly become a sheni. That's exactly. So therefore, let's say she touches the vision. Naga b'mokam mashkem im yesh bo'i kabeitza. If this leaf has kabeitza, because you have to have in order for the tumah to spread. Tumah cannot spread unless the object that's tumah is the size of a beitza. So naga b'mokam mashkem im yesh bo'i kabeitza hakol tumah. Period. Ein bo'i kabeitza. Let's say it does not have a beitza. Hu tamei, then the leaf is tamei. They are called tar, and the water is tar. The water will not become tar, the water will not become tamei because in order to become tamei, it has to be decided that this must have a beitza. Hu tamei are called tar. Let's see over here the Rav. B'makom mashke kolaymar b'makom she'eino he'ola nagov where it's not dry. Nase mashke shalof tchila. The liquid becomes a rishon. She's a sheni. That water is a rishon, and that water is a rishon makes leaf into a sheni. The kol ha'paisel says shuma patami mash. Anything which is paisel, anything which is sheni, called the kol ha'paisel shuma is a term which means anything which is sheni. These words, the kol ha'paisel is a sheni is a shuma, is basically the same way as saying anything which is a sheni. A sheni can make shuma into a shlishi, and shlishi is a shlishi is possible by shuma. So these terms, these four words, one, two, three words, is a term which reads to Rishani, Natali Mashkin, makes the water into a Lios Tachila, the Mashka is Sa'ala Shani. And now the Mashka makes the Lios and Sun into a Shani, Hil Chayesh Ba'ala. When you have Ba'ala, Kibetza, Hainu Shir Latami Achaydim, Makol Tami. Af HaKadera Atzma, guess what, even the pot itself becomes tame. Because once the liquid is a Rishon, the liquid will now be mitame, the pot, even the metal pot. HaKotome Af HaKadera Atzma, the Mixas Ola Shebe Kadera, Oysa Mashke Shebe Kadera Tchila, the Choyzhin mitame Nes HaKadera, Kedi Yisra Perikam with the Shabbos. Oichlim Ba HaKelem, Shnitim Ba Mashkin, Oichlim Ma HaKelem Ba Mashkin. Okay, so not only is the everything is tame. Her hand is a sheni, and the water is a rishon. The leaf is now a sheni. The leaf now makes the water into a rishon. Now water is not going to contaminate the pot, it's going to contaminate the other leaves. Everything is going to become a sheni. Good? Okay, next. Now, chazar lakadera kultame, what does that mean? Chaz lakadera, what does that mean? Chaz lakadera? Chaz lakadera kultame. Mashke shnitma al yad. Mashke shenitma al yidei hayad v'nas etchila kishechoyze kishyachzor ha'olo l'kdero yitma ha'mashke shalgabav ha'mashke shebekdero v'mashke shebekdero yitame es ha'olo v'yes ha'kdero. What does that mean exactly? Well, let's see over here. Ha'kol tame, we did that. Choze l'kdero oise mashke ein boi kabetz. Let's say ein bei kabeitza. Let's say the leaf does not have a beitza. Hu tamei v'akoltar, but chaz l'kadera. But if that mashke is submerged inside the pot, then everything becomes tamei. Hakol tamei. If this leaf does not have the size of a beitza, it does not have the power to make the liquid inside the pot tamei. Got it?
Good.
If the liquid on the leaf does, if the leaf itself is not, does not the size of a beitza, then the leaf cannot be mitame the liquid inside. So then the only way we can mitame what's inside, the liquid inside, the leaves on the pot inside, is if the mashke itself, if the entire leaf is submerged inside the pot, which then means that the mashke on the leaf itself is going to be in the inside the water, then everything becomes tame. Ain boy kabeitza hu tame oisa ola and shnega ba vakol tor the pakos me kabeitza ain mitame acher kenam mitame but chazal lekadera oisa in mokim hamashke the liquid goes back into the pot then hakol tame good next hois magat me meis now what is this over here hakol tame chazal lekadera oisa mokim hamashke. That mashke that will submerge and then the entire pot becomes tame. Okay, now up to a new case. We're up to a new case now. The next case is Chaysa Magat Tmeimes. Let's say the person was a Magat Tmeimes who's a Rishon. The Naga. Okay, let's say this person, let's say this the human being was a Rishon. How is Chaysa Magat Tmeimes? A person was a Magat, or a Sheni. Haisa magat memes. I touched the person. The person touched the person who touched the dead. So dead. Well, the dead is magat memes is a rishon. Someone who went into the oil hames is an avatum, correct? Mm-hmm. So if someone come touch an avatum becomes a rishon, and I touch that person, I become a sheni. So if a person is a sheni, the nogan he touches bein b'mokem hamashka, bein b'mokem hanoguv, im yesh bo kibetza, hakol tamei. Why? Hakol tamei. Af al pi she'en b'olo kibetza, she'amashka shnog.
I wonder why I understand what's going on. We're not learning in the Kahati.
Ay, ay. Here we go. Here we go. Haisa. Okay, Haisa. Ha'isha. You know what that is?
Yeah.
You know what one of those are?
Yeah, I have one.
Watch out. Mitzani marmi mohoves yodecha asurim toiv lefele kemi malim mena v'chayti. Oh, I didn't turn it off. I. Okay. Ha'isha. Ha'isha. Ha'isha ha'kaveshes yarek b'de. Ha'isha, a woman that was kaveshes. Kaveshes means she was pickling yarek b'kadeira. Magat memes. Shenaga ba'adam oy b'chli shenitma alidei mes. Varehi rishayna l'tumah. Okay, so what is she? What is her status? She is a magat memes. A tumei mes is what is an avatoma, correct? A tumei mes is an avatoma.
So she becomes a rishon.
And now she becomes a rishon because she touched that person. Shenaga ba'adam ayvichli shenitma aydei mes v'harei he rishon l'tumah. The naga, she touches the leaf. So since that, what is the difference between this case and the case that we've learned until now? Until now, we've learned when she is a sheni. Shnia. Right? In pictures, until now the case was where the woman is a sheni. So when she is a sheni, she's limited. The damage you can do is limited. Right? Remember? She was a sheni. And she touched the leaf. So she makes it into a shlishi. So can the leaf make the water? Then we had to distinguish between touching the leaf and touching the liquid on the leaf. Now we are going to discuss a new case where she is a reshine. We're upgrading her status.
Good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Haisa ha'isha ha'kaveshes yarek b'kadeira magat memes. Shenaga b'adam b'chli shenitma alidei mes. V'arehi rishayna l'tuma. So she is a rishayna l'tuma. V'naga b'ola, and she touched the ola, the leaf chutz l'kadeira. So she is a rishayna, and she touched the leaf that's on the deira. Bein mokam ha'mashka. Bein mokam ha'ndugon of whether she touched the part of the pot that's wet, whether she touched the part of the leaf that's dry. Bein shenaga mokam sheshe mashka, bein shenaga mokam ha'naga of im yesh b'y b'kabe. Why? Because you don't need liquid in this case. Because the ola becomes a sheni. And the leaf will now in turn be metame the liquid inside the pot. The pot itself. But let's say the leaf is not the size of beitza. In ein ba'ola kishir kebeitza, who tamei v'kol tor kibosh shbi'arnu ha'tam le'el sha'ichel pachas b'kebeitza. Amda mekabel tama, a leaf that's less than the size of the beitza itself is susceptible to tama, but does not have the power to convey tama to the next level. Avol ein b'tamei achedim. Period. Okay, good. We're done. Next, ha'isa tevel asyoyim. What does that mean? Itza shes tavla b'tum mitum v'ayin lo yihar of shamsha shi shniel tama.
She touches a
Tevelas Yoyim? No, she is Tevelas Yoyim. She is a Tevelas Yoyim. What is Tevelas Yoyim? She went to Mikvah. She went to Mikvah, but she has to wait for Harav Shemesh. So what is the halacha? A woman, a man, or a woman who goes to Mikvah and is waiting for the sun to set. What
correct
status do you have? You have the status of a?
Tar.
No, you're a Sheni. You're a Sheni. A person who's an Avatam and goes to Mikvah. You are a Sheni until the sun sets. Until Tzei Sakoy Chavim. Okay, a person who's Tamei. Haisa Tevelas Yoyim. Isha Shetavla Mitumasa Adayin Leher Erev Shimsha. A woman went to Mikvah Adayin Leher Erev Shimsha. And the sun did not yet set.
Good.
She's Shnia L'Tumah. She's a Shnia L'Tumah. So what is the halacha?
Yeah.
So she was a Tavla Mitumasa Adayin Leher Erev Shimsha. She's a Shnia L'Tumah. She's min Eretz Eskadera. Hamaleya Yirakos Kivushim. She shakes. She's shaking the pot. Haisa Tevelas Yoyim. She's allowed to shake the pot with dirty hands. Hamaleya yikrokos kevushim shel tshuma b'yadayim misavos tneos she'af hein shnios l'tama v'ro'osa mashkin al yodecha. Now she shakes the pot. In other words, you have a pot. Her hands are shnios. Can she do any damage by shaking the pot? You have a pot. Could she do any damage? Well, the only way she can do damage is she sticks her hands into the liquid. A woman who is a shnia.
Because she's a shnia.
So if she touched the pot itself on the outside, can she do any damage?
No damage
no
at all.
Because a shnia cannot make a utensil into a shlishi.
Correct.
The only way she can do damage is if she touches the liquid. The liquid will become. If she's a sheni, a woman who's a sheni can make the liquid into a rishain. Only if she puts her fingers into the liquid. If she touches the dry leaf, nothing happens. If she puts her hands into the liquid, then she can make the liquid into a rishain. But what she did not put her hands inside, she was just shaking the pot. So she was shaking the pot, but now she discovers on her hands, she discovers liquid. So she discovers that she wasn't paying attention, that something of the liquid splashed from inside the pot on her hands. The concern I was maybe after it touched her hands, it went back inside. So if the liquid went, she shook the pot, and liquid went from the inside onto her hands, and then from her hands back into the pot, that will in turn be metame the entire pot, because the liquid's onto her hands, the liquid was to be shine, and liquid goes that back in the pot, and makes everything in the pot into a sheni. That is the concern. So the concern is, if she finds liquid on her hands, does that mean that the liquid came from in the pot onto her hands, and then went from the hands into the back into the pot? The yodaim misayvos, the tmeis, shav shen shneis l'tama, v'rasa mashkin al yodecha, she now discovers liquid upon her hands, safek min akader l'nitzu, hamashkim al yodecha, there is a safek, maybe the mashke it shut out from mashkin al yadech v'loidit ma mashke b'secha gdeiro savik shehakelach shal yerek shekula mulei mashke noga biyodecha. Maybe when she was shaking the pot toichin niyur hakadeiro, maybe when she was shaking the pot some of the liquid, the leaf touched her hands, which basically means that it touched her and went back inside. Something wet inside the pot made contact with her body, and then that part that made contact with the body went back inside. Harei shenit ma hamashke shal hakelach, maybe the liquid on the stalk got wet. So what is the halacha? So you hear what the suffix is? A woman is shaking, a woman who's a sheni, she's shaking a pot, and she discovers there was liquid upon her arm, upon her hand. Obviously, liquid from the pot got onto her hand. So the question is, did it go one way, or maybe it went back inside? Maybe there was some type of reverse contact, where liquid from the pot touched her body, and then from her body it went back inside. So what is the halacha? What would you say? The safek tuma. What would you say? I would say the safek tuma reshus hayochid is tameh. Safek tuma reshus sarabim is tahar. So what does he say? Are you okay with this?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about? You thinking about Yossi?
No, I'm looking in the Mishnah. I want to see what the Mishnah says. You're telling me what you say.
Hayorak pasul shasavik. So we're making a compromise. The yorak. The vegetable is pasul. Shasafik betul yoyim im naga betuma im laav pasul tachuma. When it comes to a safik chum, we're going to be machmir. We're going to say that the vegetables are going to be tamei. The hakadera tahira. Here's a contradiction halacha. How could the vegetables be tahira? How could the vegetables
which are in the pot,
but be tamei? But the pot itself
and the pot itself. What, the pot itself meaning the water.
The water on the pot. Everything else.
Everything else.
Everything is going to be tar. That is the halacha. The world of halacha.
Understandable.
The world of halacha allows for contradictions. That's what it says.
The world of halacha, I don't understand it.
That's what it is. Shemishum tvul yoyim. Even if she certainly touched the mashkin, if he washed until yom oisa mashkin liyos tachila, yafilu vaday. No, so I'm saying that even if I made a mistake.
The whole thing didn't make sense.
Yafilu vaday naga b'mashkin. Why? Because we're introducing now a new rule, a new yisoid in today's learning. The yisoid is a woman who's a tful yom does not have the ability to mitam a mashkin. Even though generally a sheni can make liquid into a rishain, right? Didn't we learn that? A sheni can make liquid into a rishain. But there are different types of shenis. There's a sheni, something who's a real sheni, and then there's a sheni that is a tvul yom. A sheni that is a tvul yom does not have the ability to make mashke into a rishain. Do you know that yisoid?
No.
It's a new yisoid. You learned a new yisoid today. It was kedai to come here to learn this yisoid. There are two different types of shenis. They're not all the same. Not all shenis are the same. There's a sheni that's a real sheni, which means you have an av, a rishon, and a sheni. That's a real sheni. You start off with an avatoma. The avatoma creates a sheni, the toma. That's a real, okay, so a rishon. And the rishon creates a sheni.
It's not a real sheni.
A tulyom is only a make-believe sheni. You go to mikvah, I'm tamei, I'm an avatoma, I go to mikvah. And I go to mikvah. And the Torah says you have to wait until the sun sets. So since you're not fully tar, you're still in a state of limbo, waiting, period. Good. Chazal put upon you a din sheni, or maybe the Torah put upon you a din sheni, but that sheni is not a real sheni. It's a lightweight sheni. L'may nafkamina. What's nafkamina? It's a lightweight sheni that does not have the ability to make a liquid into a rishain. When Chazal was masakin, this is a takan drabanan. When Chazal was masakin that a liquid that comes in contact with any type of tumah, with even a sheni, is goes up a madrega. Normally, tumah you go down. Yiridas haderes, you normally go down. Yeah. But when it comes to a liquid, liquid always goes up. This that chazal umesakin, the liquid goes up to becoming a rishon, was only said by a real sheni. It was not taught by a case of a sheni that's only a make believe sheni. What is a make believe sheni? A sheni.
Therefore,
nothing.
Therefore,
a tful yom, a woman who's a tvelas yom, she makes contact with the liquid, nothing happens. The liquid remains tar because she is not a real sheni. She is only a lightweight sheni.
All she can do is make eichel tummy.
All she can do is make. All she can. She can't do that either. She can't do that either. She can make oichel truma. A woman who is a sheni, yes, a woman a tevelas yoyim has the ability to make truma, real truma into a shlishi, but not to make liquid into a shlishi.
Not to make liquid into a rishon.
Into a rishon, but a tevelas yoyim can make truma into a shlishi.
Okay.
You got it.
This is very, what do you call it?
No, it's not. It's not complicated. It's just that I make it complicated.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what the difference between a professional and an amateur is?
What?
A professional makes things that are very complicated and very easy.
Right.
An amateur takes things that are very simple
right.
and make it very complicated.
Okay.
I'm an amateur.
Okay.
I have the talent. It's a tremendous talent.
You're doing a good
take
job.
Take simple things and make it complicated.
Doing a good job. Good.
Extremely simple.
Yeah.
Why? Shemishum tvul yoim lo nitma. V'afilu vaday nagah b'mashkin. She certainly touched the mashkin. If she ain't tvul yoim, it's a mashkin. A tvul yoim does not have the ability to make a mashke. It's chila. Kimoyshe shaninu. Later in Perek Ches, call a pois less at shuma. Anyone, any person that can possibly shuma, which is sheni, metame es hamashkin liyos tchila. A sheni makes a rishon chutz mitvul yoim. This is going to be what it's later on in the Masechta. A tvul yoim, who is a sheni, does not have the ability to make a liquid into a rishon. Maybe you'll tell me, but over here it's because maybe you touched her hands. Hatmeyois ein hakedera tmeya. Maybe you'll go tell me. So maybe we have mishum asofik shema nitma hamashke machmas yodeha hatneyos. What does that mean? We have mishum asofik shema nitma hamashke. The mashke became tamei machmas yodeha. She's a tful yoyim of his. What's the shaila? She's a tful yoyim. What's the shaila? Ha'isa tful as yoyim when the eretz sakdei b'yadayim esayvos. We also oh b'yadayim esayvos oh. So what's what we I will say we wouldn't mean to be af and even Mishma Savik Shamandit Mahmash Mahmas Yodeh Han Tamim Aina Kedero Tamim Ishakit Savik Nagis Yodayim Tar Safik to Zayim Vamnam Ilu Hoy Saw Isha Tahira Veloit Velasyim Vaya Savik Mishum Yodayim Bulvad Af Hayorok. I don't see what's going on over here. Hoy Satar Neoy Satam Shasavik Yodayim Tar. Yesh Karsin B'Seifa, now goes into the Gir Sos. Now I can do that. It's complicated. So what's the Shal over here? Let's go back to the Rav. Let's see maybe the Rav explains. I don't understand what he's saying over here. Let's see what the Rav says. Chazor HaKol Tavei. Chaysa Maga Tamei Meis. She was a V'nag. We did this for this. Easy. V'nag B'Mim Mokam Mashuk B'Mim Mokam 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 Yeshuk B'Yitza HaKol Tavei Mokam B'Yitza HaKutam Retkol. That's easy. Here's the case we have to. Chayusa tulas yoyim min eris biyadayim misayavos. That's tricky. So let's see over here. Chayusa magames isha. Now we did it ready. Isha zusha goyish yoyer kari isha rishon velo shnagel shnabo shnei chulach shi yesh yesh bag beitzak otam. Chayusa tulas yoyim tehashta. Now here. Okay, this was important. Yesh isha zo shtei tuma. See, he's clear. See, I'm telling you, he makes it. He says these words. The Makad never said this. The Rav is glatt. It's very, very good. The hash the yeish beish zo shtei tumos. This woman is a look what it says in the Mishnah. Chayusa tvulas yoyim min ha'eres sekdera biyodayim mesayavos. You see, there are two problems. This woman has two strikes against her.
Yeah, let me hear.
You hear? You hear?
Let me hear.
Number one, she's tvulas yoyim.
Good.
That's number one.
She has yodayim mesayavos.
Number two, yodayim mesayavos. So now, each one alone.
Dirty hands?
Dirty hands. Hands out. Let's see what's over here. The hash the yesh beish is a shtei tumah. Schad number one. The tefillas yoyim. Vidoch the stam yadayim shem shniyos. Can you turn the yadayim besoevas? V'ayu tzrichin mishum seif.
We need them both. Didn't we say she went to the mikvah right?
Yeah. She went to the mikvah just because, but let's say she would not have gone to the mikvah. Let's say she would be 100% tahira. Let's say she would have been 100% tahira. She's tahira, but she has not yet washed her hands. She was on the computer. She was doing things. So she had stam yudaim on shniyos. When a person does not pay attention to where his hands have touched, so stam yudaim have the status of shniyos.
Okay.
So this woman has two strikes against her. Number one. Strike number one is she was a tzvulas yoim. Strike number two is that she has yadayim soy ovoy. She has dirty hands. So it says over here, hashta yesh bishazo shtei tumos. Tchad number one is tzvulas yoim. Number one is she went to mikvah. And the sun has not yet set. Number two. The idoch m'distam yodayim m'shem shniyos. Strike number two is that she has dirty hands. Her hands are shniyos. Are you okay with this, sir?
So far.
Okay. Now, why do we have to have both of us? We're going to need both of these because of what we're coming to. But yeah, we will see. So now, here is mina eres. What is mina eres? Ma'ora. He says, not like what it says in the Kati, mina eres means she was pouring. She was pouring the pot from one pot to another pot. Okay, so liquid was on the outside. There's a real concern that something happened over here. Masha b'sechak dera, lishnachuin mineris megisa b'sechak dera b'kaf shebiyada. Or means she was stirring. She has the ladle and she was stirring it. Now where she finds hand, she finds yarok, she finds liquid on her body. So safik minakdera nitzu. It's a savik, maybe from the pot it's spurted out. There's a savik shakelach shakula mole mashka, maybe a leaf that's full of liquid. Maybe a leaf that was full of liquid made contact with her hand and now went back inside. So therefore, maybe the liquid that touched her hands went back inside the pot. So what is the halacha? Hayarik pasul mishum safik. What's the safik? The yarik sveka the tful yoyim. The yarik is pasul because of the safik of the tful yoyim. But mishum safik yadayim loy. But the liquid is but because of the yadayim not. Because the time of perik beis, it says in perik beis the tful yoyim. Perik beis. We learn our perik beis. Perik beis. I guess to be the next mission. It says the tful yoyim. You know that? Did you even know there's a mesecht called Tful Yoyim? Okay, you want to learn it? You don't want to learn Tful Yoyim? No. No. So bad? Yeah, you agree with her? You said yes first. You seem really out of it.
Trying to understand what's flying, it's very hard.
It's very easy. Kidnam beperek based at Tfulyam, it's the name of a Masechta. Choymer between is a stringent Tfulyam, which is Sophic Tfulyam, Poisil Esatuma, the Aidain Sekantar. The Chumr is a Sophic Tfulyam, Poisil Esatuma, the Aidain Sekantar. If you have two different types of Shani, Exhibit A and Exhibit B. Exhibit A is a sheni of a tful yoyim. Exhibit B is a real sheni. Is yudaim is soyavos. Hands that are not clean. Stam yudaim. Both of these have in common. They're not real shniyos. Okay, there are three. We have now three different types of shenis. Three. One, two, three. You with me, sir?
I'm with you all the way.
There are three different types of shenis. What's the first sheni?
Go ahead.
What? A real sheni. What's a real sheni? Av rishon sheni. What's the second type of sheni? Tful yoyim.
Right.
A tful yoyim goes to mikvah.
Right.
He has to wait until the sun sets. It's called a sheni. What's the third type of sheni? Yadayim is soyavais. I've just not been paying attention to where my hands have been touching. I'm walking around the street like a zombie. I walk around the gas. I don't pay attention. Maybe I touch something. I'm not paying attention. Maybe I put my hands in part of the body which I'm not supposed to touch. Okay, so three types of shani. We're only discussing now category 2 and 3, which means tful yoyim and Yodayim is Servas. Now, the Mishnah Masechet Tefillah makes a distinction between the two. And the distinction is a Sofik. Let's say you have a Sofik, did your hands, did you touch Taharas? So if it's a Sofik of the Shady, the type of Tefillahim, Yimachmir. Or Machmir. That's the halacha. But if there's a Sofik, if Stam Yodayim touched Taharas, or Nagel. Tar. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the answer. Got it? So here he says over here, we learn the Perek Beis Tful Yoyim. Chaymer, there's a stringency between Yoyim, which is Sofik Tful Yoyim, Paisles at Shuma. A Sofik Tful Yoyim is Paisles at Shuma, but Vayidayim Seiken, but if you have hands that the Yidayim, Seiken Tar. Got it? It's very chiddush. V'akadir tohara, why? The mishum tful yom loy mitama. Afilu v'adai noga b'mashkin. Mishum tful yom, there's no tumah. Even if you touch the liquid, the ain tful yom oisa mashke tchila. A tful yom doesn't make mashkila. It's nan. Kol ha'poyse truma mitama is a mashkin liyos tchila chutz mitful yom. V'mishum yodayim loy mitama. Why? The kevan the sveikon who shem nitzu al yodeha misveika. Kedera tohara shesofik yadayim l'tamei tar. Beautiful Mishnah. Okay, Chaz the Mishnah. It's a very easy Mishnah. It's Gevalga Mishnah. New things. Mamish, new you say this.
It's beautiful stuff. Though.
Let's do this part of the Mishnah. Here we go.
Why are we only doing half of it?
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's first do the end of the Mishnah with Chaz, doing the whole Mishnah again to get it clear. Hoysa tvulas yoyim min eretz kedera. A woman. The Yodayim Misoy Ovois.
Hoysa Tfulas Yom.
She was a woman, was a Tfulas Yom, which means that she's a Sheni. She's a Sheni.
Right.
And she was Min HaEretz, she was stirring. She was stirring or she was pouring out the contents of a pot.
Right.
The Yodayim Misoy Ovois. With dirty hands.
With dirty hands.
So what are her hands?
She's a double
Sheni.
She's a
double agent. She's right. A spy.
Doublemint.
She's a double agent.
Doublemint.
Double agent. Who's a double agent?
I don't know.
You work for two governments.
Go ahead.
Jonathan Pollard. And now Vero Asa. What?
Nothing. Vero Asa.
Vero Asa Mashkin al Yodeha.
Okay, so she was.
And she sees liquid. She sees liquid on Al Yodeha. She sees liquid. So now what is
it?
We got a double Sofik.
Yeah.
So we have a Sofik. Wait a minute. Maybe the liquid touched her hands and went back inside the pot.
We have a double Sofik Shani.
So we have to analyze the halacha mitzad, the fact that it's a Sofik that relates to a Tful Yoyim.
And also
because it's a Sofik that relates to Yodayim Misoy Ovois.
I would just say it's a double Sofik. Let's be makel. Like we are
a sfek sfeika. This is not a sfek sfeika. It's not a sfek sfeika. This is two single suffixes. Not a sfek sfeika. A sfek sfeika is even in the suffix itself. The suffix itself, you can go a step further. This is not a sfek sfeika.
This is definitely.
This woman has two strikes against her.
She's got two shanies against her.
Two shanies against her. So now we have a question: Did her hands touch the liquid inside the pot and make everything in the pot tummy? Which would mean there's a shayla about the water, about the leaves, and about the pot itself. So along comes the Mishnah and says, Meiridik Chidushim. Meiridik Chidushim. It says, number one is Sofik Min HaKadera. Rasa Mashkin al Yodecha, Sofik Min HaKadera. Nitzu, maybe nothing happened. Sofik Shah Kelach Naga Bi Yodecha. So the rule is, no, Sofik, maybe nothing happened, or maybe indeed a stalk of lettuce that was wet made contact with her hands and then went back inside the pot. So that means that the liquid became a rishain and made the leaf into a sheni, and the sheni went and made the pot. Everything is tummy, even the pot is tummy. So it says here in your site, hayarak pasul, the vegetable itself is pasul, the akadera tahira. Now why is the yarak pasul? Why is when we come to because of the suffix of tvul yoyim. As far as the suffix of Yodayim Misoy Avos, that would not be enough of a reason to make the vegetable tummy. It's not a strong enough reason to make the vegetable tummy. The only reason why we're going to make the vegetable tummy is because, first, the vegetable is truma, is because of a special din in Masechta Tful Yoyim. Here we are jumping from Masechta Tehoros to Masechta Tful Yoyim. And Masechta Tful Yoyim is a yesoid. If you a Tful Yoyim, who has a suffix, if they touch truma, the truma is tummy. Okay?
Yep.
But if it's a suffix, if the tefillin touched the mashke, what's the halacha? Is the mashke tamei? No. So midin the tefillin, we're going to declare the vegetable to be tamei. But as far as the suffix of the yadayim is soy avoy, we're not going to declare the vegetable tamei.
Right.
And what about declaring the pat tamei? None of them. Whether it's because of the yadayim is soy avoy, so because of tefillin, nothing. It's not going to become tamei at all. Hayarak pasul the akadir tohara. Okay, look at the words of the rabbi. It's murdik how he explains it. Hayarak is pasul. Why is yarak pasul? Mishum sveiko de tefillin. We have two problems.
Right.
Only reason why the vegetable is tamei is because of the tefillin element.
Right.
Why not? Because the mishum sechet tefillin. The Kanan Perik Beis the tefillin. Chaim, there's a stringency that applies to tefillin. That is a suffix tefillin poisel. It's a truma. But the yadayim sveikam. But with regard to suffix yadayim shtam shniyos tahar, there is no truma. Vakader tahara. Because as far as both tefillin and the yadayim misayvos, it's tahara in ganzen. Vakader tahara. The mishum tefillin loy metama. Afilu vhi vaday noga b'mashkin. The ain tefillin oisem mashke tchila. Because a tefillin does not have the capacity to make a mashke tchila. A tefillin does not make. There's another. A tefillin cannot make mashke into a liquid. Because it's not like it says kol apoyos sechuma b'tmeir metama es mashke v'lias tchila chutz mitefillin. That's a kulin tefillin. In the din tefillin, a tefillin does not have the koyach to make a mashke into a rishon. Do you know that? A tefillin cannot make a mashke into a rishon. And as far as the yadayim misayva, it's a suffix. And the sava yadayim misayva does not make liquid into a rishon. The imushum yadayim loy mitam. They came with the sveik l'shem l'itzvah yadayim sveik k'der tahar. She's suffix yadayim l'tam l'tar. Okay. Let's chaz the whole mishnah. It's a very hard mishnah. Ha'isha. She was talking in the pot. Oh, it's very late. We have to chaz tomorrow. This mishnah, chaz tomorrow.
Okay.
Learn a lot of chidushim today.
How many?
36 minutes.